And we are at Apogee Stadium this morning, a rainy morning here in Denton. And this is very exciting because Gordo now has the wireless microphone and he's going to talk to students and employees.
You know it's working.
Ticket P1s here at the stadium.
Yeah, he could.
We can barely hear Rick.
That's all right. Blake's working on it.
Is he?
You got it, Blake? Crank up that gain there.
Come in, Gordo.
Yes, check 1, 2, 1, 2, broadcast. Gosh, I hate myself when I say that word.
So do I.
Okay, so I'm going to go through these doors into the rehab rooms.
Rehab?
Yes. The sports medicine department. We'll find out what she's talking about. Uh-oh. Hey, what's happening, guys? Gordon Keith of The Ticket, live on the air. What are you doing?
I'm about to go get taped right now. My name is Nick Smith. About to go get taped, getting ready for practice today.
Yeah, what position you play?
RB.
RB, that stands for?
Running back.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. How long you been on the team?
I've been on the team for 4 years.
What about this guy here?
DeAndre Torrey.
For one year.
Yeah, one,
star running
second
back.
Season right here coming up.
Oh, you're the star running back, or is he the star running back?
We both stars, you know.
But you're kind of more of a star.
Nah.
You got better hair.
Yeah, I do got better hair than him, though.
What do you call that hairstyle?
This is just the free flow right here, the free flow afro.
And what do you think about it? Come on, step over here for a second. Over here. I'm with the media. You have to answer my question.
Okay.
Yeah, what do you think about Zeke Elliott holding out? You on the Cowboys side? You on Zeke's side?
I'm on Zeke's side. Zeke did a lot to prove himself, and I feel like he's definitely a big part of that team, and he should get what he deserved.
And would you hold out?
I don't know. If I was Zeke, yeah. If I was me, probably not.
Right. Well, do you hope to go into professional football one day?
Yeah, I'm trying my best to.
And if you didn't do that, you're a smaller guy, though. How tall are you?
Like 5'8".
Ask him what his 40
five,
is.
5'8". What's your 40?
Like 4'4".
Yeah,
no, I meant
fly.
Like your 40, like your location.
Oh, what you mean?
Oh, CB talk. You guys use CBs a lot these days?
Never
no,
heard of
we
a
don't.
CB.
Okay, yeah. Cornerback?
Mm-mm.
CB. Okay, so you're 5'8". How much do you weigh?
Like 195.
195. But you look like you put on some muscle. Have you been...
Yeah, I've been...
pumping the irons.
Been working out pretty good, Coach Womack.
Mm-hmm. What kind of music you listen to?
Drake.
Drake? You ever seen Eastbound and Down?
No.
Okay. What's your favorite Larry David moment?
Don't know.
And neither do I. So, what's your favorite color?
Orange.
Orange? What's your favorite kind of tractor?
I don't know, big ones.
I was asking because Kubota is orange in the tractor community. And what about this necklace? What is that? Is that an Ankh?
Yeah, it's an Ankh cross.
Mm-hmm. Ankh cross? Where'd you buy that?
It was actually a gift from one of my friends.
What was your favorite Christmas gift of all time?
I don't really know. I'm not really a picky guy. So.
When did you stop believing in Santa Claus?
When I was like 8.
Oh, no.
No.
How'd you find out that he wasn't what he was cracked up to be?
My mom took me to Walmart and put my gifts on layaway.
Oh, no. So you saw what you were getting.
Yeah, I did.
And then when Santa delivered them, you knew that it was your mom?
I was like, yeah.
But it's kind of sweet, though, that you saw that your mom was doing this nice thing for you.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah? But siblings? How many siblings you got?
I have 2 brothers and 2 sisters.
And any of them athletes?
No.
Way to go.
Really? You're the only athlete?
Yeah.
What do the other ones do? What do your 2 brothers do?
My oldest brother, he's working right now. My oldest sister, she's working.
And what kind of work they do?
My brother does construction work. And my sister, she's a social worker.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a younger brother that is 3 and a little sister that's 9.
Tell him you used to live in Mississippi, Gordo.
Oh, you used to live in Mississippi, I think, right?
Yeah, I did.
Whereabouts?
In Goshen, Mississippi.
Ah, Goshen. Gautier, as some of the foreigners would say as they go in there.
Yeah.
Goshen. I used to live in Gulfport, so.
Okay.
Yeah, represent.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thanks, man.
No problem.
Okay.
You guys had some pretty good chemistry there.
We had zero chemistry.
Here comes Patrick Copps. You can say hi to him.
Where is he?
The NFL. He's coming down the stairs right now.
Okay.
Once led the nation in rushing. Back here in the early months. Right there in the green shirt.
Hey, Patrick. How you doing? Gordon Keith.
Hey, how's it going?
Good to see you again. Haven't seen you since a big party.
It's been a while.
Yeah, we've never been to a party together. But anyway, what was the running back's name I just talked to?
That was DeAndre Torrey.
You know DeAndre Torrey, don't you?
I do. I happen to know him a little bit.
Do you know what his favorite color is?
I do not.
It's orange.
It should be green.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. So how was the NFL?
It's great. NFL's great, man. Mm-hmm. It's it goes by fast.
Mm-hmm.
Goes by real fast.
How long were you in the NFL?
6 years.
6 years. Well, you know, that's like twice.
Pretty good. That's if he ran more than Emmitt Smith ran for.
Well, you did something that Emmitt Smith ran for.
You ran for more yardage.
You ran for more yardage than Emmitt Smith
ran
for.
Is that right?
Is that right?
In college, probably. Not in the NFL.
Yeah, not in the NFL. He's the all-time leading rusher.
Sorry that you messed that up.
I'm sorry that I messed that up.
There's not anybody that's done that, right?
Can you name the top five NFL rushers?
Ooh, yeah.
In order.
Emmitt, Barry, maybe Walter. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know who's next. Walter's next.
You weren't in long enough to learn all this stuff.
Walter.
He's got three.
Probably have to go with... I'm guessing. Ooh, is LaDainian Tomlinson up there?
Tell him I think he got the order wrong.
I think you got the order wrong. It's Emmitt, and then Walter.
Then Barry.
Then Barry.
Then can you believe this? Frank Gore.
Frank Gore.
And then Curtis
and then,
Martin.
Of course, Curtis Martin.
Curtis Martin.
I mean, Frank Gore's played for like 18 years, didn't he?
Yeah,
I mean.
Something like that.
And then six is LT.
And then six is LT.
And seven is,
and
Patrick,
seven is Patrick Cobbs. What are you driving these days?
I got a Highlander, a Toyota Highlander.
Oh, yeah.
I have 18 kids.
Whoa, wait, what? How many kids do you have, really?
Five.
Really? That's a lot of sperm that found purchase somewhere.
Absolutely.
same woman?
Yes.
Bear all of the children?
All but one, yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Well, that would be two women, right?
Two women.
Yeah. But I asked if it was one, and you said yes. Yes.
Well, one bore four of them.
That's a lot, though.
That's a lot.
You put her through
a lot.
Were you there for all four of those births?
I was.
And did you watch it happen?
Blessed be women. I'm glad I'm not one.
Did you see the parting of the body?
It's very gruesome. horror movie-ish.
Yeah, like a war zone, isn't it?
Can't ever take that back.
No, you can't get that image out of your head. So what's all the stuff?
You're out of questions.
Well, I'm trying to get over here.
Get some breakfast.
Let Patrick Cobbs eat, for gosh sakes.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
He's a man who wants to let the nation and rush to all these students.
Say hi to all the students. Okay. Hey, what's happening, guys? Gordon Keith of The Ticket.
Hello, Emily Ware.
What's your name, Emily?
She just told you.
Emily Ware. That's my name.
Emily Ware. What do you do, Emily?
I am a strength and conditioning intern here.
Strength and conditioning intern.
Yes.
Tell you need some strength.
I'm looking to get into some strength training. What's the number one thing I should do?
Have you ever used a barbell or a dumbbell or anything like that?
Yes, I've used a dumbbell.
Okay,
but she deserved it, and she was into it, too.
Wait, what?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know what's happening here. Is that your bike over there?
That is definitely not my bike.
Oh, okay. What about riding a bike as an exercise? Is that a good idea?
It is. I would like to ride a bike.
Compare that to, like, riding a golf cart, which is better for you.
I'm definitely riding a bike.
Are golfers really athletes?
Yes, I think they are.
You think they are?
Yeah.
Yep. Who are the worst
athletes?
What
about bowlers?
I mean, yeah.
We're getting iffy there, though, right?
No.
Who are the worst athletes
in her opinion?
You have to lift a bowling ball.
Yeah, that's true. Which weighs more than a golf club? So, in your opinion, people who you do call athletes, who are the worst athletes?
The ones that play.
Excuse me.
What is it? Cornhole.
I'm sorry,
cornhole. Yeah, that's
people
on ESPN.
People who play cornhole, because that's considered a sport nowadays.
That's
apparently,
actually a sport.
Yeah, have you never seen it online or like on TV?
Well, yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah.
I played it before too.
That's a sport.
I wouldn't call myself an athlete.
I wouldn't either. No.
Thank you for that.
That's good. She's in love.
What is it? Are you in love these days? Are you about to make marriage?
No, not in my foreseeable future.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. No.
Do you believe in marriage?
I do believe in marriage.
So you believe it exists?
Yes.
What about love after love?
What about love after love? Do you believe in love after love? It's an old Cher song.
What does that mean?
It's an old Cher song.
We don't
know. Believe in love after love. Nobody knew what it meant, but. It's a popular song. You never heard that song? You ever heard of Cher?
Sing it for her.
You may not have heard of Cher.
Yeah.
Sing it in a really high voice.
Man,
ask her if she wants you to sing it.
It goes like, you believe in love after love. It sounds like a mush mouth.
Yeah.
I don't know. And siblings?
I have two sisters.
Yeah, hey, I met a guy earlier who had siblings, too.
Oh, really?
He's in there. Yeah, he's like a running back.
Kind of a common thing.
Yeah, running back for North Texas. How long have you been here at North Texas?
This is my first year. I've been here about 2 weeks.
Where'd you grow up?
Little Rock, Arkansas.
Same here.
Really?
I mean, well, not Little Rock, but I mean like Dallas.
Yeah, okay, definitely.
Same country. All right, what are you driving these days?
A car.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, we're going green.
How Oh, whoa. Stop it.
Junior? Junior? What? Watch it. No,
you watch.
You couldn't ask that question.
All right, good job, Gordo.
Yeah, thank you. I'll send it on back to you guys
now. Student athletes here. Just, good job.
I'm always left confused and bewildered, staggering around after these interviews.
She was too. The look on her face when you said, "I grew up in Little Rock too." Well, not Little Rock, but Dallas. She was looking at you like,
"Such a panic interview." Good night. All right, it's 8:47 on the ticket. The biggest show coming to town is next.